Father God, you have given us all a work to do, whether we are in heaven or on earth. But there are many who do not believe in our role in the church, and it has been severely damaged by this. Please, Father, clarify the truth, and Holy Spirit, I pray you will witness to the truth and convict those who reject God's order. Amen. Well, I had a situation where I was talking to a young man about the Blessed Mother's intervention, and I wrote a little metaphor for him, and it didn't turn out well. The understanding wasn't quite there. I had to qualify it. But I'm going to read you the little metaphor, and then I'm going to go into what the Lord had to say about the whole situation. So I'm trying to get across the idea that the Blessed Mother is an intercessor, and she's an insider. She's part of the family who raised Jesus, the very mother that raised him. So she is an insider. And she has a way with her son, knowing how to present petitions and knowing when things are right and when they're not right. Here's the little story. You're on your way to work one morning and you see a lady stranded on the side of the road, changing a tire. You stop and ask if you can help. Sure enough, she couldn't find the lug nut wrench and was having a real hard time removing the tire. So you pull out your tools and help her. As you're working, you talk with her and she mentions she works in the office of Maverick Construction Company. In fact, she's the boss's secretary. You know about that company because they have outstanding benefits for their employees. In fact, you've put in applications, but they never call you back. They are well known in the business as having the best and most experienced crews. They only hire guys that have been around and have a reputation for being top-notch. It turns out this lady knows the family really well. Her kids play on the same soccer team, even have get-togethers in the summer. You finish changing your tire and she thanks you, being very grateful, and asks, "What can I do for you?" And you tell her, "Well, as a matter of fact, yes, there is something you could do." And she asks, "Please tell me." And you answer, "I'd love to sign on with that company, but they never call me back. If you could please put in a good word for me, I'd sure appreciate it." She answers, "No problem. I'm having lunch with the boss's wife today. I'm going to tell her how you went out of your way to help me and that you want to work for them. Give me your cell number." So you thank her and give her your number, and you're on your way. She waves at you with a big smile on her face as she's pulling out on the road. And you think to yourself, "Well, maybe, just maybe that will help." But you know how people forget, and you really don't have much hope. 2 days later, you get a call from the boss's secretary at Maverick asking you to come in for an interview. The boss likes what he heard about you. The interview is a success, and you get the job you've always wanted, but couldn't get even a call back from them before the intervention of the stranded woman. So what happened here? You had been trying to talk to them for a couple of years, but they never called you in for an interview. What changed? As luck would have it, your good deed brought you into contact with an insider. And not just any insider. This one was a personal friend of the owner. And that's how it works with Mary. She is Jesus' mother. The Word of God says that she is highly favored among women, chosen to be the mother of God's only Son, and that all men will call her blessed. She's connected to Father God and the Son directly as the woman chosen to carry Jesus, a woman impregnated by the seed sent from heaven from God the Father. As such, she is highly privileged and has special favor that no other woman on earth has or ever will have. She gets her prayers answered because she is an insider, and more than that, she knows what pleases the Lord. Well, when I read the story to my friend, he already had an answer, and that's just that he went directly to the boss to try and get the job. And I said, but what if you couldn't get to the boss? What if you needed someone else to get to the boss for you? And he looked a little puzzled, and I said, well, remember the wedding at Cana? Do you think Jesus knew about the wine running out? To be honest with you guys, I think he set it up so that he could delineate her position in heaven. Of course he knew that they were running out of wine. That was huge. He wasn't about to do any kind of miracle publicly because it wasn't his time yet until his mother came to him teary-eyed and said, son, they have no wine. And he could not resist the tears on her face because she was really hurting for the couple. It would be a terrible embarrassment that they ran out of wine. And he consented to do that miracle, a public miracle, his first public miracle out of season. He consented to that because she was hurting. So we can pray and pray and pray and ask the Lord for gifts and for graces. And if we're in right standing with him and prepared to carry those graces faithfully, there's a good chance that he'll grant them to us. But if there's something a little bit out of order, we need an intercessor to step in and pray for us. And perhaps even illuminate our hearts as to what could possibly be in the way of a gift and a grace. So here's an example that I believe the Lord arranged the very same time we were discussing this subject. It's a wonderful testimony of the difference Mary can make. A heart dweller told us that their daughter had COVID and a very erratic heartbeat, which is common, going from 200 to 20 without any warning. Heart damage and death are very common with this symptom, so it was critical, and she was a mother of three children. Well, she had just begun on the ivermectin, but it was too late in the course of the COVID. It was about the third week, in fact. We had been praying and praying for her because this was a very devout and helpful heart dweller's daughter. We prayed for over a week and things took a turn for the worse. It looked like she wasn't going to make it, so they took her to the hospital and she was on life support. Now, we had prayed for her in the rosary as well as independently and entered into warfare for her as well. But nothing had made a dent in the progression of the illness. We were beside ourselves with worry. Well, as it turns out, we were praying the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary. This particular day when we got the news about her being on life support, and we asked Our Lady to please intervene and save this young woman with three children. Well, just then, one of the core group had a vision. The Blessed Mother took the pain from the scourging of a pillar meditation that we had just done. She took the pain from that and that incident in the life of the Lord, and she united it with the request for the woman's healing and offered it to the Father. Within 2 days, there was a significant improvement. The doctors were amazed because this COVID symptom very often leads to death. Her heart rate began to stabilize, and she showed significant improvement. And after being in ICU for 2 more days, they were getting ready to release her to go home. After I tell you this story, I really didn't want to elaborate on it. I don't want to hear my own thoughts. I really wanted to hear what the Lord had to say, so I asked him, Lord, I would rather you say something if you don't mind. And Jesus began. He said, I allowed this situation at this very time to illustrate to you the power of my mother's petitions. She knows just how to present a petition, so I cannot deny it. This is proven in the scriptures as well, when she came to me teary-eyed because the groom had run out of wine. After all she had suffered and done for me, to see her hurting so much for their embarrassing situation, I simply could not deny her. Those of you who are stubbornly refusing to enlist her are going to find yourselves in dire situation where you have prayed to me over and over again, and I do not change the situation. But when I see you humbly submitting to the role I assigned to my mother, I will indeed respond. With some of you, it's a matter of pride. I don't need an intercessor in heaven. I go directly to Jesus. And yet you will call your friends to pray for you? Do you realize when you do that how you are insulting me? Do you realize that I offered you the most powerful medicine I had for you, but you chose instead a friend on earth to intercede? That is why in certain situations I will not respond to you, because you did not respond to the gift of my mother. There are others among you who are thinking they heard my voice telling them to stay away from this devotion. But I assure you, it was not my voice you heard. It was a demon playing you. And because you already were blind and had a prejudice, I allowed the demon to deceive you. The bottom line in both cases is simply pride. I go directly to God. I don't need her prayers. And yet you'll call your buddies to pray for you. If you reject her, you do not deserve to have your prayer answered. It is just that simple. Because she is in heaven, and because she knows me so well, she knows how to adorn the prayer in such a way that I cannot resist. I resist the proud, but give grace to the humble. Search your hearts, my children. Look deeper into your motives, and check your discernment to be sure you are not one of those who has bucked up and rejected her, opening the door on a false Jesus to tell you to have nothing to do with her. There is one person I know that will tell that to anyone. Have nothing to do with that idolatrous devotion. Go directly to God. His name is Satan. I have brought you to this channel to help you grow. You have recognized my voice in Mother Claire, and you have seen the fruit in your lives and the lives of others. I have taught you from the beginning the rules of discernment. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and yet you are so convinced that calling upon my own mother, who I called upon many times to pray for me, is not scriptural. You are misguided and in error. I do resist the proud, but give grace to the humble. This grace has been offered to you. I recommend you rebuke the lying demon posing as me. Repent for your pride, and ask me to position you in right standing with the very woman who gave birth to me and prayed for me in every situation. You have nothing to lose, but much to gain, by double-checking your discernment with a strong suspicion that you did not hear my voice. To put it plainly, my children, I would never tell a soul not to seek my mother's intercession. Never. And why is that? because that is her assignment in heaven as the mother of the bride and mother of the church. This was not an honor she took upon herself. She does not take honors upon herself. She never did in the scriptures, and she would never do it in heaven. But I will defend her honor, because she is worthy of honor, respect, and reverential awe. You simply have no idea of who you are rejecting, and the glory bestowed upon her by the Father. Just as in heaven someday, you will have glory bestowed upon you. But it will not be your glory, as it is not her glory. It is my glory that will shine forth from the faithful. Consider this. On a long journey to Bethlehem, she prayed for me. When the robbers stopped us in the pass, she prayed for me. In Egypt, when I mingled with the Egyptians, she prayed for me. When I had a fever, she prayed for me. When I fell and scraped my knee, she prayed for me. When I was lost for 3 days, she prayed for me. When I went on the road, she prayed for me. Nor did she cease praying. And now I offer her to you, for she will pray for you faithfully, just as she did for me.